This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The price of your daily cup of joe might soon be ticking up a couple of cents. There's apparently a fungus spreading through coffee fields in Central and South America. It's known as Roya, or coffee rust. The Agency for International Development, USAID, is expected to team up with academics to help figure out a solution. But in the meanwhile, what for us would just mean a price increase could wipe out small coffee farmers. Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
The fungus, which first shows as pale yellow spots, infects the leaves of coffee plants. It has caused an estimated $1 billion in damage so far. Jonathan Rosenthal, executive director of Cooperative Coffees, saw it in Honduras.
Entire fields have just been devastated by the rust, and the trees have turned into skeletons, almost like a ghost town.
Coffee keeps hundreds of thousands of farmers and harvesters in Central and South America out of poverty. Rajiv Shah is the administrator of USAID, which, through its Feed the Future program, connects coffee growers
to companies like Starbucks and Peet's, who can buy their coffee at relatively high prices. And we've seen, in some cases, incomes have gone up 200-300%.
Shah says the blight has affected around 500,000 families who are vulnerable to security problems caused by drug traffickers and gangs.
They prey upon communities that are poor, where lots of children are hungry, and they offer them an illicit income opportunity by producing drugs and selling drugs or being engaged in other activities.
Lindsay Bolger, VP of coffee sourcing for Keurig Green Mountain, says there are fungicides that can combat the rust, but
the fungicide requires investment. The tools used to apply the fungicide require an investment. In some cases, these farmers just don't have the resources that they need.
Many other small farms are strictly organic, and fungicides aren't an option. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.